Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Truly, we come to lift up that wonderful name of Jesus together on today and giving him the praise, glory, and honor that's due unto his wonderful, wonderful name. And I am so glad that you joined me on today. So why don't you come right on in and make yourself right at home. Yes, come on in and make yourself at home as we get ready to explore the word of the Lord on today and contextualizing it. Amen, for the relevancy for life for today. And I know you're going to be impacted as well as empowered through the word of the Lord. And I have a wonderful lesson on today. And the lesson we're going to be speaking about is trusting God in time of trouble. Trusting God in time of trouble. We're going to be looking at Psalms chapter number 56. So why don't you turn with me there? Psalms chapter number 56, and we're going to look at verses number 1 down to verse number 13, the entire psalm, because I believe it's relevant for us to know we're living in troubling times all over the land and throughout this world. But I tell you, I come to tell you that there is still yet victory reigning high. We want to take this time right now to bind the devil and bind the forces of darkness that are to come and impede even on this session on today. And Father, we just come right now and we bind the devil, we bind the forces of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree right now for a clear airway where there's no interruption with the frequency and that your word will go forth on today with clarity and, Lord, with exactness from your word. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so where we left off at, children of God, is where we're going to look at Psalms 56. Again, we're talking about trusting God in trouble, times of trouble. Psalms 56 said, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up. He's fighting daily, oppresses me. My enemy would swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrap my word, for their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mock my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thy anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wandering, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cried unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praise unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Psalm 56 and 4 said, "In God I will praise his word, and in God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." And so far, the reading of the scripture on today, and that's so critical in the time in which we live in, that we must trust God as never before and put our confidence and our trust in God. Now, The Bible said over here in Job 14:1, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Job 5:7 said, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks flies upward. Now, as negative as that phrase full of trouble and born unto trouble may sound, they are true of the earthly experiences of mankind. Most people enjoy wonderful experience in life, and some are richly blessed, but all people experience life trouble. It is not unrealistically negative for a person to say that he will only experience trouble in life, but it is realistic and true that he will suffer his share of life difficulties for sure. Now, some of the trouble that we may go through is of our own making as a result of maybe even unwise choices. And then other has been inflicted and impeded upon in and through by Satan and some of his attacks to discourage and to just blatant out attack the people of God. But much of our trouble comes from enemies, people, and spirit that poses against us because of the righteousness of God. Now, when a person experiences difficulty, he is tempted to think that he is the only one having trouble. But let no one think that he is alone in his trouble. Everyone, regardless of their station in life, his or her station in life, suffers some type of trouble. No one is exempt from that. And so we will study how David faced his enemy and kept the right attitude and trusted in the Lord. He enumerated these things against him, but he did not spend all his time talking about how bad things were. He reminded himself that God knew all about him, his enemies, as well as his trouble. Moreover, when all of these trying things are happening to him, he trusted in God. Now, David knew the secret of victory, and that's trusting and praising God. Such as it is for we as the children of God, we know that that is where in lies the true victory and thing is trusting and praising God. We can trust God, but we also must be coupled with the praising as we praise God and give God the praise, glory, and honor. Now, let us further look. Victory does not come only through the proper preparation for battle, outnumbering the enemy in soldiers or weapon, or by outsmarting the enemy. David knew the secret to victory was relying entirely on the Lord to bring victory. It was not difficult for him to praise God. Now, that's a very vital and important key as a child of God for us to remember and think, even as David did. He knew the secret to his victory was relying on God's ability to bring victory. And so let us, as children of God, continue to learn that where true victory is going to come, it's going to come by relying on God's ability to bring forth the victory. Amen? No matter how bad it looks, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to trust God as never before with the praise on your lips, trusting and praising God for him to bring forth the victory. And matter of fact, victory has already been accomplished, but we are just waiting on the manifestation of what we're trusting God for, because he said he has already overcome the world. And so now you're just waiting for the manifestation of what God is going to manifest, the victory for you, wherever you're at in your station and walk with God. And so it's up to us to hold on to that victory, in that place of victory. It said, let us learn from this lesson to trust the Lord and to put all of our troubles into his hand. Trusting God in time of trouble is our answer to complete victory. Now, I'm not just talking about a partial victory. I'm talking in terms of complete victory. There, like I was sharing with some of the people this past weekend in regards to keeping it 100. Now, what the Lord was telling me in my mind and my spirit to share with the people is that you got to keep your faith 100. You got to keep your trusting in God 100. You got to have your faith in the promise of God, the blessings of God, the provision of God, the protection of God 100. keeping that 100, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you feel, you got to rely upon the Lord in the essence and totality of 100%. Amen. I remember we sung a song, I'm trying to make 199 and a half won't do. Such as it is with our faith, 99 and a half percentage of our faith is not going to be able to walk the complete victory that we're wanting to ascertain even in this world, or even walking in that complete victory that Jesus Christ had attained for us over 2,000 years ago. You got to keep it 100. Oh, I feel the power of God, Shanda da Bosha, right there. Let us keep it 100. Now, let's look. Swallow up by our enemies. It said whether we like it or not, or whether we know it or not, we do have enemies. And Jesus said, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Luke 26. He also said that we will be hated by the world. John 15:18-20. Because we are on the side of righteousness, we have enemies. For Satan and all the forces of unrighteousness oppose us. Now, there is no neutrality in this conflict of life. A person is either on the side of righteousness or they're not. There is some people who have chosen not to walk with the Lord, yet they often defend the way of righteousness. Unfortunately, if that person does not devote their life to Jesus Christ and live for him, they will unintentionally align themselves with the unrighteous. The place he has squarely is on, and the places that he squarely will wind up is on the opposite side of God. So you have to check your heart out. The Bible said, examine yourself whether you be even in the faith. And sometimes we have to go back to God, and God just say, God, am I truly in the faith? Am I truly doing 100 what you will want me to do, what the Bible requires of me to do, and in your plan for salvation, am I in the center of your will? And as you're searching God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, God will propel you and put you in the place of your blessing and where he has intended for you to be. Because he said, if you acknowledge me first, then I will direct your path. And what happens sometimes is that we go on half knowledge and not getting all of the knowledge. The Bible said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. You have to sit down and read what the scripture is saying, coupled with the Holy Ghost and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all truth. So when you're reading your Bible, what I'm saying is just saying, God, please give me understanding. Give me the understanding of what your word is saying unto me. Now, look. Let's look at the oppression is daily. Psalm 51 was saying, he fighting daily oppress me. Psalm 56:2 said, my enemy will swallow me up, will daily swallow me up. And so intermittent opposition is bad enough, but Satan opposed the believer daily. Constantly, not just one day, but it's constantly, is the opposition that is coming up against the child of God. Not content to attack annually or monthly or to worry us weekly, Satan tried to destroy the child of God every day. His oppression of the believer is daily. And so when you start feeling that oppression and that feeling as though that you're being pressed in and things, you got to recognize that's the devil. He's on his job. He's doing what he's supposed to do, is to oppress and daily oppress and afflict the child of God. But we as the children of God, you must have to learn how to counterattack what the enemy is trying to do unto you with trusting God, staying in the word of the Lord, and praising, giving him the praise, glory, and honor that's due unto his name. Now, because we are attacked daily, we need to fight daily. Anyone who is attacked daily but does not fight daily is summary, is defeated. We must fight as much as the enemy attacks. Technically, if we resist with the same opposite power that the enemy is attacking us, we will not only hold our ground, but we will stand our ground as well. In other words, we must resist the devil with more force than that which he is fighting against us, not only to avoid backsliding, but also to gain victory. We also must understand that Satan launches offensive as much like an army. And since he is not omnipresent, it is impossible for him to attack everyone all the time except through his special agents and demons. For this reason, at times we may feel much more oppression than some at other times. And so here we must recognize that the devil is not omnipresent and things, but what we as the children of God, we must be forever praying, staying in our word, fasted up, prayed up, and praised up. Oh, praised up as well, with a praise down in your bosom and a praise down in your heart, because it's critical. And the Lord keeps bringing back to my spirit the critical theology. It's critical for us as children of God to recognize what you're fighting up against, amen, and knowing how to resist the devil, amen. And the Bible said he will flee. Once we resist the devil, don't go back out in hiding and things. Don't succumb to the attack of the enemy. Say, the devil, you are a liar. The truth is not in you. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm going to watch the hand of God move on my behalf. I'm going to watch God fight this battle, because he is the one that's going to walk the victory. When your hands seem as though they're tied behind your back and you can't do nothing else, that's the time to trust God as never before and hold him to his word. God, I'm trusting you. Just like Sarah said, I choose to believe and believe that you are faithful, God, and things. That's what I judge. I judge you faithful and things. Now, let's look at the many sources, for there are many that fight against us. It said a believer's enemy may be a myriad of things that come against them. It is not a great number that we can see, but it is a great number that we cannot see. Whether it's visible or invisible, there are many that fight against us. Consequently, our conflict is sometimes seen complicated. Now, if our enemy were only one in number, it would be not be nearly as difficult to deal with them, to go into battle and even enjoy the victory. But to battle an enemy on many fronts spreads a child of God or human resources thin and increases our need for more surveillance and spiritual weaponry. And what I mean by surveillance, I mean being sober in your mind, watching here too, that you enter not into temptation, and using your spiritual warfare and things and weapons that God has given unto you. The Bible told us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil. He told us to take the shield of faith, the shield of righteousness, these shields that he's given unto us. We have to invoke them and begin to use them for the glory of God. And if you don't know how, you just one question away from your miracle of finding out, of asking God, Lord, how can I use my weaponries and the armor that you've given unto me? It said the enemy attacks low and high and on the frontal flank and even in the rear assaults. He attacks in the dark and in the light. He comes with the noise of an open attack and becomes silent as well to try to surprise and overtake the child of God. Paul revealed this over in 2 Corinthians 11 and 14, that Satan is transformed into the angel of light. We must always be watchful lest we become deceived. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then declare the earth is the Lord. I don't care what's going on in this world. You got to still declare it out in your mouth, in this world, in the atmosphere, and saying, the earth is the Lord, amen, and the fullness thereof, amen. And that's how you can begin to take back and declare and decree, no, this earth belongs to the Lord. It belongs to him. He's the creator. He's the ruler of all things, and that's what our faith says. And so here, let's look at a resist fear as we put our trust in God. It is natural for a child of God to be afraid. Fear is a normal human response to danger. We should not feel defeated when we experience fear. God designed us to have some fear. Fear is a feeling of anxiety, even sometimes agitation is felt at the presence of danger But according to 2 Timothy 1:7, he hath not given us the spirit of fear. Moreover, we are not to even allow fear to paralyze, and don't even let fear torment you in your mind. Amen. He have not given you that spirit of fear, even though you feel fear. God said resist that thing and think, because he have not given that spirit of fear. He said, although it is natural to be afraid, beneficial to resist fear. To resist fear is beneficial to all non-believers and things, but it's even more so beneficial and vital to the child of God, the believer, because through faith, the believer has the power to resist fear. Consequently, we should not allow fear to govern us. Let us rather exercise our spiritual weapons as well as resisting fear through faith. Oh, child of God, fear is the arch enemy of faith. No person believes without conquering fear. To conquer fears requires resistance. Some resist slightly, which represent little more than stating which side that they're on, while others resist so strongly that everything that they have is dedicated to the resistance of resisting that fear. I'm not going to let fear grip my heart. I'm not going to let it grip my mind or my soul. Now, life presents us two choices, whether we're going to believe in God or not, whether we're going to be a child of God or not. The two choices can be summarized in the word, either for or against. If we're going to trust in God and walk with him, we are members of the resistance. Are we for him, the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ? Consequently, if we're not living for Jesus Christ, we are automatically a part of the opposition or against God. And you got to recognize that and understand that that is true. Now, the term resist means to oppress actively or to fight, to work against, to refuse to cooperate with, to keep from yielding to. So here, he got to saying, I want you to constantly oppose and fight and work against fear. Don't let fear succumb. Don't yield to it. Therefore, to resist fear is to actively engage in a constant conflict with fear, never allowing it to get the upper hand. Though in the human realm, it is normal to experience fear, in the spirit realm, it is necessary always to resist it and place our trust in God. That's the true bottom line. That's where you keep it 100, putting your faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's look further as we trust God. Every person, whether a believer or a non-believer, places their trust into something. Some people place their trust in money, possession, power, popularity, personality, or even people. The important consideration is not whether we have trust, but whether the question is, in what or whom do we put our trust in? Now, David unequivocally declared, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. As a wealthy king, David had access to all he could ever need or want materially, but he chose to put his trust in the Lord. Further, trusting in God accomplished at least 7 things, and I want you to hear them. Number 1, it releases God to work. Number 2, it forms a partnership with God. Number 3, it fixes affiliation. Number 4, it eliminates fear, 1 John 4:18. Number 5, it establishes security. Number 6, it will cause peace. Number 7, it will precipitate joy, Psalms 5:11. Now, the next 8 verses will follow to the command to trust. You'll see that over in Psalms 37:3-8. And it tells us here 8 things. Number 1, it says, do good. Number 2, it tells us to delight thyself. Number 3, commit thy ways to the Lord. Number 4, rest in the Lord. Number 4, wait patiently. Number 6, cease from anger. Number 7, forsake wrath. And number eight, fret not. And these are the things that God is asking of us as the children of God. He does not want us to be fretting or forsaking or engaged in wrath or in things in anger. But he did say, be angry, but sin not in things. He told us to do well. He told us to delight ourselves and commit our ways to him and rest and wait patiently upon him. And that's not to say that we don't voice our opinion or share our thoughts, amen, in a healthy and a good way, amen, as well, and exercise our rights as citizens as well, too, as children of God in things. But there is a way that God has established for the people of God. It said, praise his word. David said in Psalms 56:4, he said, in God I will praise his word. Psalm 56:10 said, in God will I praise his word, and in the Lord will I praise his word. And so he constantly said that he was going to praise the word of the Lord. And if we continue to trust God, we also will trust his word, for he is inseparable from his word. Moreover, as we praise God, it is natural for us to praise his word. His praising his word involves praising God's greatness, his faithfulness, and his sureness that are established by his word. Amen? Amen. And so let us look further as I get ready to conclude our lesson on today. God will always intervene. And we know that he will. Psalm 56:9 said, when I cried unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Also, when we praise him for the victory, over in Psalm 56:13, it said, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. And then trust him for future deliverance. Psalm 56:13 said, will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 56:13. Also Malachi 3:6 said, for I am the Lord and I change not. And so we must continue to trust him in spite of what we see, in spite of what we hear, as never before. Because everyone is going to deal with some type of adversity in our lives. But we got to recognize, where am I putting my trust at? Where, how am I going to handle this situation? How I'm going to approach this? By putting your trust and confidence in the Lord our God. So in my conclusion today, every person is going to experience difficult whether or not they choose to serve the Lord. No one is exempt from trouble. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Job told us that. We will experience trouble either with or without God's help. But trouble is much more bearable when we serve the Lord and he has the constant presence and assistance there to help us. We are presently experiencing turmoil and confusion in this world. Many people are fearful, wondering if we are indeed entering the end time of the Bible, which Daniel's and Revelation let us know, and we are, and things, and we must recognize that. Though God has not left us without a remedy or what for us to do as the children of God, and think if we truly trust God to keep us, however, it really does not matter what happens. We can trust God to care for us through any and every difficult situation. Even as King David was a mighty king of Israel whom God chose to be the leader of his people. He was a man after God's own heart. God used him mightily, and he always was with him. And this he did not keep David from going through. It didn't keep him from going through many battles and having many troubles. But in Psalm 56, David enumerated some of his trouble, many enemies, using different tactics and trying daily to swallow them up. He complained that their thoughts were against him and that they were twisted in his word. But David did not just give us a list of complaints. Although King Saul was hunting him down to kill him, David was anointed of God to succeed Saul. And David carefully wrote that in his fear he trusted the Lord who kept him safe. David stated that God counted his journey and kept track of his tears, putting them in a bottle and recording them in his own book. As God knew always of David's situation, so he knows our condition as well and will take care of us. Although we may have trouble, God is always with us to help and deliver us. May we never fail to trust God in times of trouble. I come to tell you on today in my closing and things that We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all point was tempted like as we are, yet he was without sin. Hebrews 1:4 and verses 15 let us know. Because God is going to do it. He is going to fight on our behalf. He knows all about them. Even in Psalm 56:7, shall they escape by iniquity? In thy anger, cast down the people, O God. David's enemy was scattered together against him. But David knew that God was going to provide for him. Obadiah 4, it's going to be my last scripture. He said, so thou exalt thyself as eagle, and thou hast set thy nest among the star. Thence will I bring thee down, said the Lord. The Lord will take down them that is fighting against the people of God and the children of God. Victory. God will deliver his people as never before. So you be encouraged. Continue to put on the whole armor of God. Continue to obey the word of the Lord. Continue to keep the praises of God in your mouth. The Bible said for us not to forsake from assembling together, even more so as we see the day approaching. Come together and pray. Get back together on your prayer groups and teams and pray the word of God. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. He promised them who keep their mind stayed on the Lord. He said, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. So let us turn our mind back to the principles of God and the things of God, staying in the word of the Lord, praying as never before, as we continue to be the men and women of God that he's called us out to be and to do. Because guess what? We have a work to do. The Bible said for us to work while it's day, because night cometh and no man will be able to work. And so we have to work and do the work in the will of the Lord as never before. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be to continue to look unto the Lord, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I believe, in my conclusion and closing, I believe that the people of God can change the climate and atmosphere through our prayer, by praying unto the Lord our God and asking for change and seeking him to come and move by his power divine. Show yourself mighty among your people and show yourself great, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is our God. I tell you, in the time of trouble, we must continue to look up, because we're going to trust God. When in trouble, despair, and desperation, God is our refuge, and we can trust him and praise him. David said, Psalm 56:4, in God I will praise his word, in God I will put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And as we close, Father, we thank you for this word. We ask that you bless your children, and I come right now to rebuke fear in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost, I call the faith of your people to rise up, Father, as never before, and that you will move by your power divine as they take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the adversary and declare and decree out of their mouth what they believe that you're able to do, as we put our trust in your word, that you are God that will not lie. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' great name we pray. We choose to put our faith in your word and in your ability to provide, protect, take care of your people. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Truly, children of God, this has been a blessing unto me to be with you on today, and thank you for allowing me to come into your home and your places of abode. I want to encourage you as never before, put your trust in God in troubled times, and even on the mountaintop, keep your trust in God and watch him. Continue to pray, continue to call on the name of the Lord, and watch God show himself mighty and strong among his people. And so, child of God, until we meet again, I pray, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. According to Matthew 7:7, I pray in my closing on today that there will be a no-sorrow blessing that will come and hit your house. And until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to abide in your home, and that the climate and the atmosphere of your home will be nothing but joy, peace, and happiness in the Holy Ghost, and that you continue as never before to stand in that sound mind and love and power that God has delivered unto his people. And Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And so invite somebody to come to join us here at home, that they may be blessed and their hearts may be encouraged, and that they may hear the wonderful word of the Lord, our God. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Bye-bye.